Hey, welcome to the Rutgers Learn and Go podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about so-and-so, so-and-so, and XYZ. I hope you enjoy our conversation today and you learn something new.
The viral replication cycle is very different from prokaryotic or eukaryotic cell replication. Viruses are much smaller than these cells, and they're also non-living, they have no metabolism, and they can't replicate on their own. Viruses actually require other cells to replicate because they don't have their own organelles to do so. As we may know, there are two main components of a virus: the genetic material and the protein that surrounds that genetic material. The genetic material can be DNA or RNA, and the protein coat surrounding this DNA or RNA is called a capsid, which is made from capsomeres. To replicate, though, a virus requires a host to bind to, and viruses can't just bind to any host cell. There are different types of viruses that have different types of hosts to target, and so they tend to have a very narrow host range. Now, I want to discuss the bacteriophage, which is a virus that targets bacteria. I want to go more into the two types of phage viruses as well as their replication cycles. The virulent phage always kills the host at the end of the replication cycle. The temperate phage can either kill the host or hide in the host, which means that when the host reproduces, its daughters will have the genetic material of the virus. Now, how does this all work? Well, to give a general summary of the viral replication cycle, the virus must first bind to the host. As I mentioned, this can't just be any cell. It must be a particular cell that this particular virus is made to bind to. The virus then inserts its genome, just the DNA or RNA, not any of the protein, into the host cell. So keep in mind here that the protein is just a capsule to carry the genetic information and allow the virus to bind to the cell. Once we get into the cell, the capsids of that virus are no longer present. Now, at this point, things can take a turn depending on what cycle we're looking at. There are two viral replication cycles in phages, and they are the lytic and the lysogenic cycles. In the lytic cycle, the host copies the viral genetic information to produce viral protein. The viruses are assembled inside the cell, and as more and more viruses are assembled, the cell eventually pops and the viruses are released. Both virulent and temperate phages can do this because both have the capability to kill the cell. And yes, the cell does die because it can't live with a punctured plasma membrane. On the other hand, with the lysogenic cycle, the virus does not kill the cell. The viral genetic information stays in the cell and is passed on to daughter cells as well. There is no assembling of viral proteins. Now, this viral genetic information that is in the cell and gets passed on to daughter cells is called a prophage. The prophage only becomes a phage after there is some kind of environmental stimulus that the virus doesn't like. Once it gets that stimulus, they go into the lytic cycle and phages are assembled and the cell is killed. Keep in mind that unlike the case where the virus automatically goes into lytic, here, multiple cells have the genetic information of the virus and are going to get to release phages. Only the temperate phage can go through the lysogenic cycle because only the temperate phage has the ability to hide in the cell.